You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. It's the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon. Don't forget, you can go to clevelandbrowns.com to bid on all of these incredible items. And you can also just go to clevelandbrowns.com and click donate now. There's an option there where you can just give any amount. It all helps and supports the Cleveland Browns Foundation, which supports the youth of Northeast Ohio via education. Very important thing. We've talked about some of the great events and opportunities for you. And here are some other ones that are very unique kind of game day experiences. Be a Cleveland Browns guest photographer for a day. That means you get to be right on the sideline taking pictures of the action. We've just put a new one on. Be a co-host of Cleveland Browns Daily for a day. Join me in studio. Unfortunately, it'll be after Notorious Leaves, but you can join me in studio. Be a co-host of Cleveland Browns Daily for a day. That is an awesome opportunity. We hope you guys take us up on that. We'd love to have someone here in studio co-hosting this show. This is the great opportunity to do that. Be in the dog bowl. You can do that right now. The bidding is opening at $250. You can also be a reporter for a day at a Browns home game. Get in there. Be in the press room. For your child, you get four tickets, two field passes, plus the opportunity for your kid to be the kickoff kid for the Browns. Run on the field, get the tee after Billy kind of boots a kickoff through the back of the end zone for a touchback. So lots of incredible experiences, and I hope you guys get on this one. Be a co-host of Cleveland Browns Daily for a day. Everybody, you know, we get a lot of people who call in who say, how can I get that job, especially once Vic announced that he was leaving.
That's right.
You know, how can I get in there? What can I do? Well, here's an opportunity to show what you can do on the radio and become the co-host of the Browns. You can bid on that again at clevelandbrowns.com.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool one.
Oh, super price. And again, I would love, I'm going to make sure you keep me in the loop on the day that happens, because I want to hear. We've had Browns backers in the studio before giving us great insight and questions when they've spoken with us. But this would be an opportunity to share your knowledge about the Browns, share your insights. I think it's going to be a fascinating season as this goes forward. I'm going to miss this tremendously. It's been so much fun, and I know we're not wrapping this up. We're going to do that on Friday. I know, but it is a great prize, and the chance to sit in here with Nathan Zagura, Mr. Energy, you're going to love it. You're going to have a ball. I think we're going to bring aboard, or maybe not, but we were supposed to have one more player coming here. Johnson Bademosi could be in the on-deck circle for a quick visit to the CBD studio. If not, Nathan, let's give some football thoughts just in general. All right, today's an off day for the team. Of course, players have been in here in volume and being helping out with the Browns Foundation Radiothon, helping out making their visits throughout the community. Brian Hoyer, among others, doing that. You heard Ray Farmer talk about that as well. So we're not going to have Johnson, so we'll wrap this up. But with regard to this team and the focus this week, it's the New Orleans Saints coming to town. Step one, let's see who's healthy.
Yeah, we've got to see who's healthy. We're awaiting word, injury updates. A lot of people asking about that on Ben Tate and Jordan Cameron. No official word from the team today. We expect to get that official word from the team tomorrow, so we should be able to update that for you on clevelandbrowns.com. Tomorrow we're also going to be on, just to kind of as a programming note, we'll be on from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're going to have unbelievable guests as well. Buckwild Billy Wynn will co-host for an hour with us at 8:30, from 8:30 to 9, and then we'll be back for our regular CBD at 1. So a lot of radio tomorrow, a lot of this radiothon continuing, 28 hours in total. Football-wise for the Browns, it's a pass-fail league. The Browns desperately in need of a pass this week. There's no question about that, Vic, when the Saints come to town. The good news for the Browns is that the schedule makers, at least when they scheduled the NFC South for the Browns, gave them the Saints at home, because
right,
the Saints are a completely different team, indoors versus outdoors. Outdoors, they average 17.5 points per game, indoors 31. Believe it or not, the Saints just 1-5 in their last six outdoor games, Vic.
They're not a good road team. I mean, that is – I know people have tried to refute that, most of them being Saints people, Drew Brees and others, saying, hey, look, everybody says we're not the same team on the road that we are in
it's
the Super
grass.
Bowl, but they aren't.
They're not.
It's a fact. And I think this is an opportunity, of course, for the Browns to take advantage of this, hopefully to build on some of the momentum of that second half. It really doesn't work that way. I don't see the connection necessarily to a second half surge to your next game as much as you want to put faith in that. Just as if it had been a lousy second half that had followed a great first half, that you would expect it to be a lousy start to this game on Sunday. It really doesn't connect that way. You're preparing for individual teams, different kind of matchup, different strategy, and so forth. But I do think that this Browns team is going to be ready to play this game. You're going to be seeing a team that is going to look to make amends for the fact that it lost. That was the bottom line of what happened last Sunday. Throw out all the drama. It's a loss, and it was a loss in the division, so they need to get it back. It's a home opener here. Try to set a good tone, a positive tone for the revamped stadium. You heard Craig Robertson talk about the noise factor. He said, the beautiful thing is just to hear a loud crowd in support of us. You can't take those people with you on the road.
You can't, but that is what it's all about, and that's kind of what they've tried to do now at First Energy Stadium. The new sound system, everything, give this team the best home field advantage it possibly can. Loud fans getting after it, getting loud. That's what the Browns certainly want to see, hope to see this Sunday, and I think we're going to see it. I think it's going to be a raucous atmosphere, yes. And it is the kind of game that the Browns are going to have to come out and put in a very strong performance when you're going against a guy the caliber of Drew Brees. That's one of the right. tough things about this schedule is you're starting off against a two-time Super Bowl champion, a one-time Super Bowl champion, and another one-time Super Bowl champion in Roethlisberger, Brees, and Flacco.
All right, the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon continues. We are going to give way to the Golden Boys. You're going to hear from Aaron Goldhammer and, of course, Emmett Golden. The two of them will be coming into studio next. They're already in the building. I like this. This is a whole different activity thing. Normally, this place is active between 1 and 3 primarily just for us, but it's been the full complement of programming here on ESPN 850 WKNR. A great cause, folks. Be generous. Open up those wallets. Great items to bid on. Keep bidding.
Let's do it.